H2 the winter upended by one phone call slash H2. P1 winter in 2022, in Chengdu, 28-year-old freelance illustrator Lin Wan received a call in the small hours. Her mother had fallen at home and needed about 8,000 yuan in emergency costs. She flipped through the two illustration fees that had just arrived that month and found that, after rent and the mortgage payment, she had less than 3,000 yuan she could actually move. That moment was the first time she realized all her income was tied to those few commissions / P. I used to think the best part of freelancing was not punching a clock, Lin Wan said later with a laugh. But after that I understood the flip side, no one has your back, and the moment income stops, life panics immediately. She was not without income, it was just that every bit of it came from the single route of clients commissioning me. / P. She was not lazy. Over 6 years since graduation, she had gone from taking 50 yuan portrait sketches to quoting 3,000 yuan for a commercial illustration. Yet her income source stayed the same type: the client places an order, she delivers, the client pays. When the other side stops ordering, the whole river runs dry. She once lived for 3 straight months on one publisher's series of illustrations, until the publisher quietly cut the budget in half, / P. What truly changed her was not the emergency but an email 3 months later. The publisher she had worked with for 2 years abruptly canceled the entire product line. Lin Wan's expected income for that month dropped by half instantly. That email was like a bucket of cold water, she said. It told me that if you live off one river, when the river stops, you die of thirst. That night she wrote down, for the first time seriously, I must build myself a few backup rivers, / H2 what cash flow actually is, what comes in and what goes out, H2. P. Cash flow, put simply, is the gap between the speed money comes in and the speed money goes out. If in exceeds out, you have a surplus. Conversely, no matter how good the income number looks, if outflow runs out of control, your pocket is still empty. Many confuse earning a lot with managing well, yet the two often point in opposite directions, / P. Many equate high income with healthy cash flow, but they are not the same thing. A person earning 30,000 a month and spending 28,000, versus one earning 12,000 and spending 6,000, the latter usually has far more resilience, because their savings rate is higher and they keep more. Income sets the ceiling. Surplus sets the base, / P. P. Cash flow has two key indicators. One is the savings rate, the share of monthly income you keep. The other is the safety cushion, meaning how many months your cash on hand could last if all income suddenly stopped. Lin Wan later set her safety cushion goal at 6 months, meaning even if every commission stopped she could stay steady for half a year, / P. P. The first step to seeing cash flow clearly is not to earn more at once, but to draw a line of where money comes from and where it goes. When income is a single line, breaking that line stops everything. When income has several lines, one can break while the others keep flowing. Diversification, at its core, installs backup valves on your cash flow / P. H2 the structural risk of a single income / H2. P. The biggest risk of a single income is that the breaking point is uncontrollable. However excellent you are, you cannot decide when the client shrinks the budget, when the industry declines, or when the platform changes the rules. These external shocks never warn in advance, nor do they spare you for working hard / P. P. Greater than a more hidden risk is skill monoculture. When someone spends all their time polishing one kind of delivery, they are betting that this one path stays open forever. Once demand shifts, past fluency becomes baggage for switching, because the only thing they can sell is that one thing. Lin Wan later listed taking only one kind of job as the number one risk, / P. P. There is also the trap of selling time once. One fee corresponds to one fixed block of time. When the time is used up, the money stops. Under this model, the ceiling of income is your physical limit, hard to break, and easiest to feel strained as you age. It looks free, yet it locks you into unit time, / P. P. Lin Wan wrote these three risks on a sticky note on the edge of her monitor. Every time I feel lazy and want to take only one kind of job, I glance at it, she said, to remind myself that the comfort zone is often the risk zone. She even colored each risk, and the red one was always only one income source. Slash P. H2 The three-layer model of income diversification slash H2. P Income diversification is not about working 10 jobs at once, but building a layered income portfolio. We split it into three layers, from stable to flexible, from active to passive. The higher you go, the less time it takes, the lower you go, the more it holds the floor, slash P. P The first layer is the core cash flow, your most central and stable stream of money. It covers basic living and is the base, and must be stabilized first. For Lin Wan, it was brand commercial illustration, high unit price, steady repeat orders, the ballast of her monthly expenses, slash P. P The second layer is the skill monetization flow, selling a capability you already have in a different way. For example, an illustrator makes online courses, publishes tutorials, sells brushes. The same skill leverages multiple incomes and does not depend on a single client. The key here is invest once, monetize many times, selling time more than once, slash P. P The third layer is the stock yield flow, letting assets you have already accumulated generate passive cash flow, say, steady interest from prudent wealth management, or royalties that keep coming from copyright. This layer is the slowest to warm up, but once running it barely uses your time, it is paying your future.